You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
Now, it's the first of my guests today. I've got four guests today. Look at me flying ahead. And the first one is Summer Lee Coulson. I've been playing her wonderful track called Sleepy Little Town, featuring Mute Speaker, for the last 2 weeks. And I'm really delighted that she's joining me on Zoom. So good morning, or is it good evening?
Actually, it's 4:30 p.m. So, yeah, almost evening.
And whereabouts in the world are you?
I'm in Kampot, Cambodia.
Wow. And have you been there a very long time?
Yes, I've been here for 8 years now, over 8 years. Yeah.
What's it like there?
Really, really hot right now. but it's awesome. It's great. The people are lovely. It's a beautiful country. There's never any snow, which is great.
Yeah, and no rain.
No, there's a ton of rain.
Oh, is there? Is it rainy season?
It's a rainy season, yeah.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you from originally?
I'm from the U.S. I'm from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so it's like almost Canada, like really close to it.
The track, Sleepy Little Town, I've been loving it, and thank you so much for sending it in. We're going to talk about that in a while, but when did you first discover your voice?
When I was three. I've been singing since I was 3 years old. I used to travel with my family and do like Bon Trapp family style concerts, and they'd stand me on tabletops, and yeah, so a long time. I have a long family background of musicians. My great-grandfather, my grandma, my aunts and uncles, my mom and dad, both of them. So yeah, everybody, my brother and sister. Yeah.
Right. So you grew up in a musical family. Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Oh boy. it was like when I was very young. So it's all angsty, hormonal teenage stuff, but I do sort of remember vaguely.
Yeah, I think most people start off writing those type of the boy or girl that upsets us the most. Yeah. The songwriting process, how do you actually put songs together?
Well, this current process, I'm working with producers and beat makers. So I listen to what they put together first, and then I build on top of that. Like I come up with the vocal melody and the arrangements and the background harmonies and layers. I've also done the reverse, like with Mute Speaker, we've done a few projects together and he's brilliant. Like he's so, so good. So I actually, one time I just wrote a vocal and I recorded it on my crappy phone and I sent it to him and he built the beat underneath that. So there's a couple different ways to do it. If I do come up with a melody that I think is really solid, I can do it that way, or I can just go on top of what they've done. So there's a lot of options, which is nice.
Do you ever feel that a song has come through you from the universe?
Oh yeah. It feels a lot of the time like magic. Sometimes you think, I don't know where that came from, or I'll listen to something and I'll be like, where did that come from? So yeah, sometimes it just, and that's not every time, obviously. We know that you have to finesse things and work at it. But there are, especially when it comes to like emotional ones where you just need to release something out of you, it feels like your body just like spewed out this thing because you needed to get it out. And those tend to be like that, I think.
I like that term, spewed out. I like that. That's pretty good. I'm gonna use that next time.
Probably not the sexiest word for some.
but it is. That's the thing, isn't it? Is coming out of your system, getting out of your system. Do you actually do music full time, or do you have to work to kind of do the music?
I wish. Yeah, I work. I work for my main job, and then I try to do as much music as possible. I've been really blessed here because we have this little town, but there's a lot of music venues, and I've been able to do a number of different projects. And I really think like live performance and live singing and live playing push you to be the best musician you can be. Like you just learn so much from doing that. So knock on wood, I can do both.
And obviously the collaborations, it doesn't matter whether you're in Cambodia, New York, London, because you can work with a variety of people now, because I think COVID, you know, the lockdown probably taught us that you don't have to fly to meet somebody. You can do things remotely.
Yeah, it's a really huge, awesome thing that way.
So where did you meet Mute Speaker? Because he is featuring or with you on Sleepy Little Town.
He lives in Kampot as well. So we met a number of years ago. I know this town is like this little weird Like Neverland with a bunch of talented people that just decided to come to this like nowhere spot. And it's gorgeous here, but he lives here as well. We started a project together a few years ago. He's a brilliant producer. He's been doing stuff for a long time. And then he has a little studio that he built from scratch, which is great. And so I go there and I've been working with him, and then he uses an MPC player. So he said, well, let's, you know, do the recordings, but let's also do live shows. So we've been able to do both, which has been really fun.
Now, is there an EP or an album which has Sleepy Little Town on it? Is that something that's out now or coming out?
Well, actually, I've been putting out this album like in a waterfall release. That's where you do one at a time since last year in January. So this actually May 5th will be the final song for this album, and it'll finally be done. So yes, it will be completed soon.
And you're on Spotify and Apple Music, so people can find you there. Have you got sort of, do you do physical copies or not something you do?
I want to. I'm actually trying to work right now on like a small little launch party or something, and thinking about what I can do for that. I know there are, it's a good thing to look into, so I would like to try to do that, especially if for future things I'm doing with Beat Speaker. But yeah, that's definitely a dream.
But what's it like for an independent musician in 2024?
Well, you're doing about 50,000 jobs at one time. So you're trying to not only make the music and make that sound the best it can be, you're finding all the resources to get it out in marketing. You're trying to make videos. You're trying to do posts. You're trying to be clever on top of the clever songwriting. You're trying to book gigs. You're trying to network with the right people. You're trying to keep your cool, because while you're gigging, you're getting no sleep. So it's really fun, but yeah, super, super time consuming. There's so many positives to this world, but then of course the negative is you've got to do it all by yourself. And that's really hard.
Yeah. You can't just write songs. You have to do everything else yourself as well.
No.
So tell us about Sleepy Little Town, and also your favorite lyrics from the song as well.
It's called that because Campout is called a sleepy little town. So it's kind of special that this one got picked up because of that reason. It's kind of meant to nod back to nostalgia for me, like early 2000s when there was a lot of this kind of music. My favorite lyric is the first line. I think it's the, why am I in a sleepy little town when I don't want to be sleepy? Because I constantly fight myself on wanting to be comfortable, but not wanting to be comfortable and wanting to do things that make me uncomfortable, that mean, you know, not always having the things I want to have. So it's kind of one of those where you're fighting with your own self about what road to take.
So what else is happening for you in 2024?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. I hope to keep doing this live beat show with Rob. I hope to be working on stuff with my band again and doing stuff with my duo partner. I hope to write so much more music. And I'm going to try to go for things like sync licensing and do whatever I can, really. Just keep knocking every door that I can until one opens, I guess.
Yeah. If it's sync, just tell people what sync licensing is in case they don't know.
It's where you try to put your music into an auction for like films and movies and other things to pick up and use. That's actually how I find a lot of my new music, because when we're watching a movie or a TV show, I hear something and I think, oh, who is that? And so I feel like that's a really good way to get your stuff out there.
It's been lovely to speak to you. I have to say, you're on Zoom. You look absolutely gorgeous. I knew you would.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I haven't got my camera on because I've got the excuse it goes on to Mixcloud, so I can't have the camera on. Otherwise, my beauty would be too much for my guests.
Yes, I've seen yes in your videos. So
with my nice filters I've been putting on lately, always make me laugh. we've been chatting loads. It's really lovely to finally speak to you. The track is beautiful, Sleepy Little Town featuring Mute Speaker, and we're going to play it for you next. And if you want to find out more about Summer Lee Carlson, just go and tap her name into TikTok. She's on Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're on Spotify, Apple Music, and you're basically everywhere.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Would you like to introduce your song?
Sure. This is Sleepy Little Town. It's by myself, Summer Lee Carlson, and Mute Speaker.
Lovely. Thanks a lot. Take care, lovely.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Why am I in a sleepy little town when I Painting smiles on ceilings that crack to make them a little more dreamy.